Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Would you call that a second wind or what? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. With 5 minutes left, the Fighting Irish seemed to have the Tar Heels right where they wanted them. It was a 1-2 possession game, and the Carolina players looked tied while trying to finish off their third opponent in 5 days. Notre Dame is a good team, well-coached with smart kids. They don't have real stars, with Bonzi Colson still benched by an injury. But they hung in there for 35 minutes, making big baskets and long three-pointers to keep the score close. Twice they slipped a man to the basket off the high post for a dunk, and it looked like UNC's defensive lapse was more fatigue than anything else. Then, even before the under-4 timeout, something happened to this team that you can now call special. Was it a second wind or just dadgum determination to stick it to the ACC schedule makers and ESPN for giving the Tar Heels 3 brutal games in a 5-day period? The first time that has happened since February of 1991, 27 years ago, when the Gulf War forced postponement of the state home game to the day after the game in Raleigh, long before Luke was even born. May, who looked deservedly pooped after resembling a long-distance runner in Raleigh Saturday, assisted on 2 baskets that began a 13-0 run to put the W away. Carolina had 4 plays in double figures, and May wasn't one of them. As Matt Damon said in Good Will Hunting, "How about them apples?" Joe Berry had his 22nd 20-point college game, Kenny Williams had his 4th straight in double figures, and his 14 of 25 from the arc during that run. Cam Johnson had his 6th straight in double digits, and the redoubtable part-time point guard Theo Pinson had 5 assists and led the team for the 17th time this season and the 38th time in his career. When May is blending in and the rest of the cast can completely blow Notre Dame away down the stretch, that's what you call a T-E-A-M yay team. What was looking like 8-6, 7-7, or even 6-8 in the ACC is now 9-5 and alone in 4th place, which if that holds up means a double bye in the ACC tournament in Brooklyn and a projected number 3 or number 4 seed in the big dance. Woody Durham coined the phrase, but it is now as appropriate as ever. How about them heels? This is Archansky. See ya.